Who's got a cover, Jersey Dave? Who's a problem solver, Jersey Dave? If you're broke, he will fix you. Got a sneeze, he's got a tissue. He will come to your rescue, Jersey Dave. Da, da,
da. Hey, not bad. Well done, guys.
We did it. We did it. We literally practiced that several times before.
Until Mike's neighbor knocked on the door.
We are recording currently in my apartment, and we've already pissed off people, but we're so happy because we have a very special guest. Jersey Dave, everyone, is here with us.
Hello. Thanks for the theme song.
Welcome to Talking TCS Podcast with Mike and Orlando.
Yeah, I probably should have said that first, but I mentioned the most important part is that we have a guest. We're officially a real podcast.
Well, yeah, I guess so. So how are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. Right off the bat, that theme song, high energy, I'm very comfortable. Thank you very much for that.
Well, this is a review show, so we should probably start off by saying that this isn't going to be like an interview of Jersey Dave. Jersey Dave is just going to be one of us. We're going to be talking TCGS podcasts. But since Jersey Dave is on our podcast, why don't we start with Jersey Dave's review of Talking TCGS Podcasts by Jersey Dave.
All right, going right into it. Okay, so yeah.
He has a notepad.
I do have notes.
I want the listeners to know that Jersey Dave, this is how good, like the song is true. Jersey Dave is prepared with notes, a piece of paper, and a pen in case he changes his mind mid-show.
Well, I might come up with more notes, so.
he's more prepared for this podcast than we are.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I mean, okay, so right off the bat, I love the show. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
I like your dynamic between you guys. You guys, you work very well. And for, you know, you guys keep the show moving, which is great. It's important for a 15-minute show. better move.
And not a minute over.
No, that is impressive, too. That comes to Article 2 of Things I Like. Length, great. 15 minutes, it's great. And you guys stick with it, and that's important. I will say, guest reviewer, you could make more room. You could make it 20 minutes if you wanted to. Not telling you, saying you have to. But for three voices... 15 minutes. So it might not be enough time. It's going to be interesting to see with this one. Also, it's a lot to like come all the way out here for 15 minutes.
Oh, Jersey Dave, you can do it. You can do it.
I know I can do it. So, yeah, I mean, episode one, you guys, I've already made my opinion clear. I loved it, except you guys didn't really talk about the podcast in episode two.
That was episode one. Episode two, I think.
Episode two, you fixed it. No, it was great. You talked about Adult Women, which is one that I have not listened to yet, and you guys gave me some really good spark notes of it, which is what I look to this podcast for. I want to know, I don't have time to listen to all these podcasts. There's a million podcasts. There's so many podcasts.
Too many.
And you guys say that you listen to like 22 podcasts a week.
I'm a big podcast
listener.
Or a day
or something. Well, crazy
a week.
We look at things in the 7-day cycle. We're doing our best. And we feel that...
Well, that's great. No, that's great. That means that you guys are well prepared for this job. And you guys are already listening to a ton of podcasts. Listen to these podcasts and let me know which ones are the ones I can't miss. And the you guys did a really good job with the Adult Women. You told me just key moments, which is great. That's what I want to lock in on. I want to know... They play a game called Marry, Fuck, Politely Decline. That's great. I want to know that. I want to know like what their little games are. So I really appreciated episode two for that reason. Episode two, mastered a little low audio-wise.
Yes, we're going to break into what we're going to call Jersey Dave giving an overview of just audio things that he appreciates with podcasts. I believe good quality.
Yeah. It's funny because Orlando harps on audio quality.
But for ours podcasts. Is terrible.
Episode one is terrible.
Well, no, the thing is, like, as far as quality goes, I'm willing to sacrifice good quality, like, as far as, like, peaking goes, for loudness. I listen to podcasts when I'm commuting, often on subways, it gets very loud. If your voices are a little bit jumbled when you get really loud, I can put up with that. What I can't really put up with is if it's so low that if I have my volume at 100% and I'm on the subway and I can't hear it, that's... The number one thing that frustrates me about all podcasts is when their volume's just too low.
Yeah.
So
something I had a problem with today, today's episode of Talking TCGS, mm-hmm. I have another one. A little too soft in the mix. I was on the train. There was another train going by. I couldn't hear it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, how was the sound? I'm actually... This is an earnest question. How is the sound quality throughout 12-hour day? Because I know they travel in the show. They go from different locations.
They only go out once around, and it sounds great. Like, the whole time they're mic'd up. JD's mic does lose power a couple times, but they're inside. It's so close to one each other, you can hear everything.
They're wearing lobs?
They're wearing lobs.
These guys know what they're doing.
They got their shit covered.
We're professionals.
We don't have lobs on the show.
That's okay. Quality-wise, you guys, the first two episodes sounded fine. Other than the low volume in the second one, it's as good as a podcast needs to sound. It doesn't need to be professional, as long as I can hear what you're saying, that's all I care about. Yeah.
Well, the beginning of episode one, where I come off too strong. Because we had just turned the recorder on.
Uh-huh.
I learned to not.
Well, you're just right away. You're just too loud. You're peeking or whatever.
Yeah, I peek right away.
Yeah, I think I remember that. Which I honestly don't. I don't care about. I can still, as long as I can understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't have to be beautiful sounding. I just want to know what you guys are talking about. All
right.
So 12-hour day. I want to talk about that a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I because, want to a lot actually.
Yeah, because that's,
the way you talked about it was.
Wait.
Let's talk about it now. You'll see. The people will see.
So 12-hour day. Mike's got a visitor. Great podcast this week. A little heavy, but in a great way. It reminds me of Risk. You know Risk, the podcast? It's a great podcast, but it makes you cry at times. Almost got there with 12-hour day. Never thought, they're breaking the boundaries of what a podcast can be. They themselves talk about how, after 6 hours in, they really start to get personal, and, it's not just surface stuff, but, because they are narrating their whole day to you, what they're eating and stuff, that's surface level to them. They talk about their families, and their own health, and it's really interesting to see some people talk about that so honestly, knowing people will listen.
It's so honest that you originally said before we started recording that you weren't sure if you wanted to talk about it because it's it's heavy, it gets real heavy. Yeah.
So I'm being very topical with this review because I don't want to first of all, you should listen to it because it's a great podcast. But the stuff they talk about, it's if you're willing to listen to the podcast, then you get to know about it. If not,
mm-hmm.
then you don't get.
You feel
to
like
hear.
You feel like you know them better now after listening to that 12-hour podcast. You've actually learned some real things about them.
Yeah, it's weird. I know them better, but they don't know me any better, which is such a weird thing to do. Yeah.
But that's kind of what I like about our podcast and all these podcasts in general with the community, that we can joke all day that there's a ton of TCGS podcasts, but in reality, most of the people in this community, I can't just see in New York City or really get to know them. This is a way where I've gotten to know people that I wouldn't generally see. And some of these people do live in Manhattan, but just our lives don't intersect that way. But through this one very obscure community, it does. And I don't know. I think that's
That's one reason why I love teens talking too, because I don't talk to these kids. I know I've met them all, but it's just cool to listen to a bunch of people who I kind of know just talk and be who they are. That's super interesting to me. And JD and Connor's podcast. This is what I look to you, your podcast for is that's too daunting a task. A 12-hour podcast. I don't think I could ever do that. It's one of those things where I don't want to start something I know I won't finish. So this is why I want you guys to break it down for me and tell me this episode, which episode was it?
Episode two.
That's what, I had no interest in listening to 12-hour day, even though I love both those guys and I think they're super interesting to talk to. I'm never going to listen to 12-hour day.
You don't
but then when you told me about it and you started, you were less vague before we started recording. I'm like, oh shit, I need to listen to that.
You don't think you could break it up into I'll watch a couple hours here, I'll watch a couple hours here?
I could, I just won't. I'd rather a 15-minute podcast while I'm on the train.
Yeah.
And it's just because the whole TCGS podcast thing is just, it's just overwhelming. I don't have enough time for it. That's where you guys come in and be like, well, I know there's a lot out here, but this is the one you can't skip.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the, what you were saying about the 12-hour podcast or 12-hour day or whatever makes me that's one I can't skip. I need to listen to it.
Yeah. So, Mike, what did you listen to this week?
I listened to Adult Women, and one part, I think that's a good thing that Jersey Dave brought up. Not just like the talking points, but also the games, like the styles. Like last week, we did what they do on Talking TCGS, where we blow out another universe. So I wanna experiment with this. Adult women do a thing where they talk about how they think their dads would react to TCGS. And I don't know about you guys, but I had a moment like that where I was trying to show them this, and I was like scrolling through episodes, like, and it was more of, oh, let me have them pick one. And they picked the Zach Galifianakis episode just because that was the only person they knew. And it actually went pretty well. And that was my experience with showing my parents a show. Do you guys have any?
Well, my dad wouldn't react because he's dead. Oh!
Orlando calls out! Orlando calls out! It's the darkest Orlando calls out ever because it's about his father who's no longer with us. He's watching from wherever Orlando believes.
So, moving right along to my live dad.
This just in, Jersey Dave's dad is alive.
He's alive and well.
We're getting deep into Jersey Dave right now.
Big scoop.
Big scoop. That's front page.
Cool privilege, bro.
Yeah. Oh, it feels great.
It's awesome.
It is great.
A lot of baseball catches?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. Teach me how to shave.
Oh, nice. But did you show him the show?
I did not show him the show. He, like, obviously has heard me talk about it, mm-hmm. and... my dad has the best sense of humor, you know, like, he, showed me all, like, you know, Caddyshack and all those types of movies that he kind of grew up on, that was something that was just, I was just born with, all Monty Python, stuff like that, so I really respect his, you know...
Comedic taste?
Yeah, exactly, and he just started watching the show and just got hooked by himself, and he's...
Oh, nice.
He's super proud of me.
That's
like,
awesome.
That's like he's always loved me. That's great, but
yeah, but love. What's that? I want respect.
Yeah. No, he's super pissed because there's no like double XL Jersey Dave shirt or whatever. He's like
is the XL not big enough for him?
No, no. Like, yo, dad, get in shape. You can wear an uncomfortable T-shirt. It'd be great. He all of a sudden. Probably a year and a half of me working on the show and talking about it incessantly whenever, you know, I see my family, he eventually just started looking, like, going after it and, you know, like, taking the opportunity to go watch all the episodes from the beginning, and he loves it. He's, like, he's a big fan now.
That's awesome.
And he, I don't know, I think he just... I just feel like I'm making him proud for the first time in my life.
That's
which is
nice.
Great.
That's really nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, I've always made him proud of it.
Yeah, but this is
just a deeper level of just like, you know, him, something that I've always respected about him, you know, his comedic taste and him, you know, showing me what funny can be and, like, you know, for him to actually, you know, for me to reciprocate that and be like, no, here's some shit that I made.
That's awesome.
And you're going to think it's cool. Like, that means a lot to me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
The only way I've made my dad proud is by not getting a ear piercing. Apparently, he didn't like that. I wanted out. Right. I wanted one when I was like 14. My mom was like, "No, your dad wouldn't like that."
Well, speaking of your mom, let's be fair about this. Have you shown your mom TCGS?
Oh no, it can't be.
Why not? No. Why not? Why not?
Oh, you want to get personal?
Oh no, does she not enjoy comedy? Doesn't have to be that personal. Does she not enjoy comedy?
My mother and I have a weird relationship.
That's fine.
She's not interested in my life.
That's Well, okay. that is. You know, this is only a 50-minute podcast, so we're going to touch upon this as much as you want.
I still love her, but I just, like, she just wants me to do well, but she's not interested in, like,
Orlando,
how I do well.
Orlando, we're going to make this podcast so big that your mother's going to listen to it.
It's not going to happen.
I know, I can't guarantee that at all, but I can hope that gets better, buddy, and I'm sorry to hear that.
We have one minute left.
Oh, shit. Jersey Dave, let's hear some Jersey Dave advice. Because I gotta say, you give some fucking good advice. You gave me and Orlando some good advice. I think it made this podcast all the better. And
okay.
This is your speak freely to the people.
Well, just one thing I would say, because there are so many podcasts out there about TCGS or TCGS, TCGS adjacent podcasts. There's a couple things that I feel, you know, basic advice. Mastering audio, I think, is the most important thing. I can't stress it enough. Make sure your podcast is loud enough to hear. That's the most important thing. Also, getting it on iTunes, it's not that hard.
It's right? Not, no.
And for me, it makes a big difference because I'm lazy. Like, all I can do is you know, try to make these podcasts something that, like, just more convenient for me. And that's the one thing I would say. And also, it's really obvious when there's no basic plan. Have a basic plan in mind.
Jersey Dave, thank you for being on. Orlando and I really appreciate it.
We've already gone long.
We've gone long!
All right. Thank you so much, Jersey Dave, for coming out there. Thank you for all the great advice. I hope you guys all follow it so I can...
Sorry for fucking up the time.
So when I listen to your podcast...
It was worth it. It was worth it.
Met by Shitty Audio. That's it. We've been Mike and Orlando.
This is Mike.
And I'm Orlando.
And this is Jersey Dave.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.